The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
1-800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. We're getting a little rain where I live in Maine right now. It's the last day of summer, and we begin fall tomorrow. And it feels like fall in a lot of areas, and we've been talking about this is the most important time of the year to start a new lawn from seed and to fertilize your lawn to make it thick and full so that it can better tolerate the winter cold and have a lot less damage. So, you know, if you're able to get the fertilizer on your lawn, just get some grass seed planted. It'll come up and grow very, very well for you. And the cold weather will not affect your grass that does germinate and begin to grow. It will kill the weeds, but it will not hurt the grass seed. So go down to your local nursery, garden center, and tell them what the area is all about. Is it sun all day? Is it a half a day of sun? Are you getting more than half a day of shade, or is it shade all day? And that way they can help you to select the right seed. And Bonide has a great assortment of seed. And they even have one that will take a lot of traffic. So if you've got kids, you know, you want them to stay where you can keep an eye on them. So let them play baseball, football on your front lawn. They have a seed blend that you can use that will do a good job. Use a seed starter fertilizer to stimulate that seed to have it germinate quicker. And then the other thing is if you see moss growing in your lawn, then you want to use something like either Turf Turbo that's made by Bonide or Magic Cal that's made by Jonathan Green. And one bag is equal to 10 bags of regular lime, and it will give you results in a two-week period. The old-fashioned lime is a thing of the past. It's heavy. It only covers 1,000 square feet, while this will cover up to 10,000 square feet. It works in a two-week period compared to 6 months. So let's start working on that lawn, getting it ready for the winter months, and you'll be in great shape. Visit your local nursery, and they'll help you out. But tell them what your soil is like, what the growing conditions are like, the amount of light, and then plant it, keep it wet, and before long you'll have a beautiful green lawn again. And it will help a great deal. And while you're at the garden center, I mean, this is the time of the year for your fall hardy mums, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, your fall blooming asters, There's a daisy that will bloom next month in October called a Montauk daisy. And your nurseries will have that also. But corn stalks, pumpkins, Indian corn. Oh, if you're going to put Indian corn on your front door, I have a tip for you. For a couple of years, I would hang it from my front door, and I ran a problem where I kept hearing somebody knocking at the door, and every time I went out, there was nobody there, and it turned out it was the Blue Jays taking the corn right off the cob. So you can either put a layer of shellac or varnish, let it dry, and they won't be able to create a problem. Okay? Now, we have something special lined up for you today. We have the author of a book called The Bee, The Natural History. His name is Noah Wilson Rich, and he's got some incredible information that will help you to become a better gardener. Noah, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. And it's always great to have somebody from the New England area that really cares about the bees. And this book that you have written, Noah, is fantastic. I've read it twice, keep going back and to it. I mean, I just can't believe all the information that you've put in this type of book. Now, the thing that amazed me was the number of varieties of bees that we have living around us. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, you know, it is amazing out there, and I'm sure that when everybody's working outside and in the gardens and we see something that goes flying by or landing right in front of us, we probably don't always know what it is, but they're different. So we all kind of know that there are a lot of amazing things out there. With bees specifically, we know about the honeybee and the bumblebee, but even here in America alone, there are about 4,000 different species of bees. And across the world, there's about 20,000 species. So the diversity of bees alone is incredible. And bees only eat things that flowers produce. So this link between bees and flowers is very, very deep and very important.
Wow. Now, what's the biggest misconception that people have about bees?
Oh, man, it's definitely about safety. Many people will call almost anything a bee, especially if it's something that stings or if it's aggressive. And bees are not aggressive. Bees are often confused for wasps or for hornets or things that are highly venomous, we might say. So that misconception about the safety issue is a challenge. And we always try to educate, and that's really my life's work. So with bees, you know, they are related to wasps. They are cousins, you could think of them as. They split off, in terms of evolution, about 100 million years ago. And that's when the first flowers appeared. And so bees are vegan, essentially. These are kind of vegetarian bees. They eat pollen from flowers for their protein part of the diet, and they suck out the nectar for their carbohydrate source, and that's all they eat. That's their balanced diet, and by eating that, they're then spreading the pollen between our flowers and helping us produce more fruit. So the safety concern is a big misconception.
Wow. Now, one of the things that I enjoyed is, in your writing, you said that bees can communicate by dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain how this works?
Yes, it's incredible. And this actually was Nobel Prize winning research. This is a really amazing world that bees live in. When bees are older, the older bees go out and they forage. They go out looking for the best flowers to bring back food for the rest of their nest. And their behavior, the behavior of most bees, like honeybees, we think about, tends to be dictated by age and also what the hive needs. So if a beehive needs some more food, the older bees will go visit flowers, and they do this typically alone, and they'll come back to the beehive, and if a bee has found a really good flower patch, something that's just started to be in bloom and the nectar's really flowing, that bee will start dancing, and the more vigorous her dance, the more attention the other bees pay to her, and they say, wow, that bee is really dancing quite energetically, we should really pay attention to her. And she builds this consensus by saying, really, everybody come pay attention to me, because she's dancing really in a circle or a figure eight very, very intensely. And the position of the sun in relation to where her dance is tells the bees where to go. Essentially, it'll tell the other bees through her dance, okay, you leave the hive and you take a left and you go this far and that's where the flower patch is. And so a couple other bees will do that and come back, and if they agree with her, they will repeat her dance, and eventually a consensus is formed.
That's incredible how they do communicate. Now,
I wish I could dance for you and for all the listeners. I would show you how it's done.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about bees. And if you've got some time, we'll keep you over into part of the second half hour of the program. Because I think there's a lot of information that gardeners should be aware of. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Noah Wilson Rich, and he has written a great book about bees, A Natural History, and great pictures of the different types of bees and a lot of fascinating information that if you're a gardener, that you would really enjoy. And we'll talk to Noah about the book in a little bit, but we've got a whole bunch of questions that we want to talk to him about. One of the things that surprised me, Noah, was that you wrote in your book that bees contributed 14.6 billion dollars to the U.S. economy in 2000. And I'm sure that figure has gone up since then. Can you explain what that means by bees contributing to the economy?
Yes, you know, it goes hand in hand with growing flowers and fruits and vegetable crops. So this really is so pertinent to all the listeners here. It relates to their role as pollinators. So bees, of course, produce some of their own products, like delicious honey and beeswax that has many other uses. They also have a few other products that are interesting, but perhaps another conversation, because I could talk your ears off. So here on this number, it really relates to their role as pollinators. And they pollinate over 100 different crops that we rely upon, either directly from eating fruits and vegetables, or even indirectly from all of the hay and alfalfa and other crops that we have to feed to our cattle and animals that we rear up. And that number even goes sky high when you look at the global contribution. It's over $100 billion for the global economy every year. So it's really important.
It really is. And in the last 5 years or more, we seem to be getting a lot of information about colony collapse disorder. Could you explain what that is to our listeners? Because I don't think they understand it.
Sure. So, you know, bee health is really threatened, and this is a huge problem. Maybe some listeners have seen fewer honeybees in recent years than they did when growing up. And there's this event that happened in 1987. It's called the Varroa mites. It's a new disease or a parasite that came to America from Asia as an invasive species of mite, you know, kind of like a tick on bees. And many, many beehives died starting in 1987 and beyond, and a lot of beekeepers gave up. We say that beekeeping today is no longer, you know, our grandfather's beekeeping because it's a lot harder. And since that 1987 Varroa mite era began, there have been other hits. So really 2005, 2006, 2007, a new plague came to America. We don't really know the full story as to how it started, but it's colony collapse disorder, as you said. It's when bees disappeared. And this was incredible. It's when you would find a beehive, really honeybees, that might have 50,000 bees in a hive one day, and the beekeeper returned a few days later to find maybe 10. Right? There's tens of thousands of bees that vanished. We didn't even find the dead bodies.
Wow.
It was amazing. And it made the New York Times. It made common publications, people who didn't really understand about bees or flowers or where food comes from, because of that vanishing aspect of it.
Wow. And we really need to have those bees become healthy. So a combination of this fungus and the mite that's attacking the colony, and I'm sure that with global warming, that's got a little bit of play to it too. That's affecting the bees.
Yeah, you know, it really got the conversation started about bees, what bees do and why they're important, and what role we can play. I mean, there's really three leading explanations for bees, what's threatening bee health overall, and one is diseases of bees, as I kind of mentioned before. Also, a second one is different chemicals, so whether they're pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, looking at the effects of those on bee health. And the third one, and this is what anybody can help with, and all of the listeners here, I want to applaud everybody so much and encourage people, is the habitat loss effects on bees. So there just aren't enough flowers because of land development or land use. So that's really what anybody can do to help out with bees, is plant gardens, get more flowers out there.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I've got a bunch more questions, and then we want to talk about your book, because I think that a good gardener should read what you have written. And the name of the book is To Be a Natural History.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Noah Wilson Rich, and he has written a great book. If you're a gardener and you're concerned about the environment and bees, the name of the book is The Bee, A Natural History. And Noah has been telling us a lot of fantastic information about how important the bees are to us. Now, is it only the honeybee that's having problems right now with this colony collapse, or are there other varieties?
You know, there is so much that we don't know about all of the other amazing types of bees. And that's one thing that this book really tries to push towards. And it is, I think, a helpful tool for gardeners. There's one chapter, chapter 6, it's called the Bee Directory. And what you can do is kind of take it out to your flowers and to the garden. And if you see a bee that you're not really sure what it is, see if it matches with any of those pictures. in the B directory part, it's kind of a field guide. And that, even just identifying that, oh, I have this type of bee in my garden, that will be very helpful for, even for scientists to know where these bees are found. And if you see them, then that's a good sign that those bees are doing well. It's kind of the opposite of when we see honeybees not being around so much these days, to find that they're not doing as well. So there's much more to learn and so much more that we don't understand about the other bees.
Exactly. Now, one thing that I didn't realize is the honeybees that we have today are not native to the United States, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. So beekeepers often say, oh, I have Italian honeybees or Russians or Carniolans or some type. And many people who are less familiar with bees tend to be very afraid of the Africanized bees. And, you know, it makes sense when you learn a little bit about the natural history. Bees that are in Africa, and honeybees are native to really Europe, Asia, and Africa, they tend to have different traits. More tropical bees, like many tropical animals, tend to be a bit more aggressive and defensive. I tend to say that the predators in Africa ate the nice bees a long time ago in evolutionary history, and so those African bees tend to be more defensive. But yes, it's true. We have bees that are from all different parts because honeybees are not native to the Americas. Like bumblebees are not native to Australia. There are no bumblebees there when we have many here.
Huh. So Mother Nature has spread a good collection all over the world.
Oh, absolutely. And I haven't been to Australia yet, but maybe some listeners have. They have amazing other types of bees. There's one called the domino cuckoo bee that's spotted. And if you see a bumblebee when you're in Australia, you must alert the authorities because it shouldn't be there.
Now, what would happen, Noah, if the bees disappeared?
Well, if the bees disappeared, we would be in trouble in terms of at least their role as pollinators. We wouldn't have most of the fruit and vegetable crops that we've come to rely upon. Even, you know, I said mentioned before, our cattle would be in trouble for what to eat. We wouldn't run out of food entirely, though, because some crops don't require pollinators or some are wind-pollinated, like many of the grains that we eat. So we would still have some bread, and we would probably still get by, but at least a third of all the food we eat would be gone, and our economy would be in very tough shape as well across the globe.
Wow. So a third of the food that we eat every day is pollinated by bees of some type.
It really is. Of course, it depends on your diet. If you're a bit more into natural foods and healthy eating and you like your fruits and vegetables, then that would go up. You know, it might be two-thirds of all the food you're eating, but it's a great proportion.
Wow. Now, what kind of research are they doing today to in terms of bees and what they do for us?
There are so many different research projects happening, both in the United States as well as around the globe. A big trick here, and I'm sure this is a common story for any research, but funding is really lacking, so it's hard to make advances on all the great ideas that are out there. There's a great video program online called TED Talks. Some people are familiar with TED Talks. Others, for those of you who are not, TED.com is the website. You can check out many different topics with ideas, but there have been three talks, TED Talks, on the topic of bees. I gave one of them that was really about one of the research projects we're doing at my company called the Best Bees Company. Our laboratory is based in Boston. We're looking at different habitats because one of the studies where bees do well. We're based in Boston and now also in Brooklyn, but bees tend to do great in cities, which is super surprising to many people. But if you think about the community gardens in cities, we found that perhaps the variety of flowers in cities and the close proximity is a very good thing. Maybe there are even fewer chemicals like pesticides and other things in cities that make it a good haven for bees. So one thing that researchers are doing is finding out habitat analysis, what's very good and what's not so good. We found in less urban areas, so in the countryside, a diverse amount of wildflowers can be so helpful. Even in farmlands, if there are edge parts of the farm that have a diverse flower bed, that is so good for bees. So the habitat part is, I think, something that would be particularly exciting to the listeners here.
Yeah, one of the things that I read in your book is that, you know, the bees will travel from the south as the crops begin to come into bloom, and they keep moving till they get all the way to Maine, and then they pollinate all of the blueberries in Maine. So they've moved 1,500 miles. And one of the things that you said was that the bees are not getting the assortment of wildflowers like they were a few years ago, because there are more homes being built, there's less wildflowers, and I think I read that one of their favorite is clover. And for most homeowners, they don't want clover in their lawn, but it's a great wildflower for the bees.
That's right. You know, and milkweed, too, you know, the name implies that being a weed here, it's something that people tend to pull up. But milkweed is great for honeybees. It's also great for butterflies, monarchs. There's a trend I've been seeing, at least in the Boston area, of some homeowners with gardens. They'll do this kind of organized meadow. They have one section maybe on the side of the house that's fenced off wildflower, and they let weeds kind of grow there, but try it as best they can to control it. It's a bit challenging, but it has been something where, when you look at the diversity of the bees and the butterflies in that area, it helps promote pollinators. So it's this kind of fine interplay between the gardeners really wanting to have a defined direction for what we're doing, but also to allow nature to have a little bit of it too, to balance.
Okay. Now, what are things that we can do as a gardener or a homeowner to help the bees?
This is like the million-dollar question, and I love it. This is something I really value about this show. It's wonderful. I think as gardeners, the best thing, at least for bees, that we can do is to plant flowers, plants that bloom throughout the season. So when people ask me, what's a bee-friendly garden look like? It's more about extending the blooms for as long as the growing season permits. So around here, you know, maybe March to October or so. But other parts of the country, if you can go longer, then absolutely. Just get something in bloom at all times of year. That's more important than what one or two things do bees really like. And one thing I always share with folks is, if anybody wants to contact me in my laboratory for a spreadsheet of bee-friendly flowers, it's separated out by month of the year when they bloom, then I always send that out for free. It's something to look at for ideas to see what might work well in your garden. And if people want to send me an email, it's info@bestbees.com, BESTBEES.com. We can send out this Excel spreadsheet. It's put together by the University of Massachusetts, and it's just something that could kind of give you ideas on how to do this as it's spread out through month of year when the flowers bloom.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I mean, the more that gardeners know, the better of a job that they can do to keep the bees healthy.
And, absolutely, and you know, it really helps them.
So, now, what can gardeners do to attract bees in their yard?
Well, you know, bees, at least honeybees, can fly for miles, and bumblebees are very much more in abundance around here these days than honeybees are, but they have been threatened as well from diseases and other things, and they're less studied. So we don't know too much about the health of our bumblebees and our solitary bees and those other 4,000 species in America. So what's important is, I think here's a little learning bit. The vision of bees is a bit cooler than that of humans. And what I mean by that is, bees tend to see blues and purples much more vividly than we do. Bees don't see reds. We, on the other hand, humans, tend to see red, yellow, orange much more than bees. The world is very hot to us. So if gardeners want to plant things that are a bit more purple or blue at that end of the spectrum, that tends to really attract bees very much. And that can really help to promote these pollinator populations. Just by doing so, bees can fly for miles. So even if a gardener doesn't want to have a beehive there, which is certainly another great benefit, if any gardeners or anybody else wants to have a beehive on property, that's great. But bees can fly and find the flowers. So just by promoting this kind of smart planting can really pay off and make a great difference.
Now, tell us about your incredible book about bees. I mean, I went through it. It's got a lot of history. It talks about the early days of bees, how the Romans took care of bees. There's a section on beekeeping, a beautiful library of pictures, but a lot of great information. Where can people purchase your book?
Well, you can purchase it certainly online, so Amazon or at a local bookstore. I've heard that Barnes & Noble has it. I know places around the Boston area have it, you know, the Harvard Bookstore and the Museum of Science for did book signings. But certainly any local places, it's through Princeton University Press, so they've been wonderful. That's the U.S. publisher, and then in Europe with Ivy Press. So anywhere online, it should be very available no matter where somebody is. As I mentioned, this is like my life's work with bees. So this book, it's my brain downloaded in a way that's very accessible. So that means that every time you turn the page, it's a different topic. We try to really keep it moving so that people could learn something on every page, but then also change the topic so nobody's getting too bored. And there was a whole art direction team helping me out with this. So it's kind of like a coffee table book in that sense. The pictures really complement the text, and we keep it moving everywhere from back when bees first appeared 100 million years ago to when humans appeared and started working with bees, so cave drawings, then to the Egyptians as we were starting this relationship with humans and beekeeping, going down the River Nile with bees on rafts, essentially visiting crops to pollinate, all the way through today. A little bit of chapter 5 is all about beekeeping. I think it's a terrific resource for anybody looking to get into beekeeping or even for existing beekeepers. And then we end up at the last chapter with the future. What does that look like with bees? It's pretty exciting. And again, I could talk your ears off, but I think I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I hope people enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. Why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up to a break. And we got a couple more questions. I want you to give our listeners your website where they can get some information about you and the book. And that website, again, about the list of plants and purple.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water-Holding Cocoa Blend. Water-Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI-listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are speaking this morning with Noah Wilson Rich, and he wrote a great book that I know, if you're a gardener, that you will enjoy. It's called The Bee, A Natural History, and it talks about the history of the bees, the problems of the bees, what the future shows for the bees. Noah, can you give our listeners a website where they can go to get some more information?
Absolutely. There are a few great resources here. I mean, I always like to give a shout out to the Xerces Society, which is a word that might be a bit tricky to spell, but it starts with an X, so X-E-R-C-E-S Society. It's great for promoting invertebrate biology. So invertebrates are all these creatures without a backbone, like bees and butterflies and other wonderful things we see in our gardens. Of course, my own website for the Best Bees Company is bestbees.com, and you know, that website's evolving, but it's still a good resource at least to learn a bit more about me and my research team, and the info, I-N-F-O, at bestbees.com email is always a great way, and I'd love to invite any listener to send us whatever questions you might have if you wanted to follow up with a specific conversation. You know, we're always open to it, and I can talk anybody's ears off, so I invite everybody to do so.
Now, what is your email address?
So that info at bestbees.com is a great way to get to me. That's something that, my whole team can help to monitor, and then they can send me things, too, if the questions are a bit more specific.
Okay. Now, the book is available now.
It sells for $27.95, and I'll tell you, it's worth $75 when you get this book. Great pictures, great history, explanations of some of the problems today with the bees. And you know, one of the things when I was at University of Mass many years ago, they always told us never use a powdered insecticide, because if you're putting a powdered insecticide on your flowers and on your vegetables, that the bees are more likely to pick up the powder on their feet, take it to the hive, and then you have a problem. Use a liquid that will dry and will not stick to the feet of the bees. Is that right?
You know, and there's also a new type of pesticide, these systemic ones, especially neonicotinoids, called something that's been in research circles. It's inside the plants, so that can make flowers into themselves toxic. So the pesticide question is tricky. The advice I tend to give is just use it with purpose. Usually folks who are asking questions, should I use this versus that? If, as long as you follow the instructions for application, usually you need to use it with a reason. So to do so appropriately versus, you know, don't go out in a truck and just spray the neighborhoods or in a plane and just drop it everywhere. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the other thing is when you're using a systemic and you're using it on a flowering plant to control insects during the year, wait until the blooming cycle is over. So if you have Andromeda, for example, and you get lace bug, when the Andromeda is done blooming, then you can use a systemic and you won't have to worry about hurting the bees. And as you said, use your head. And one of the biggest problems that I get, Noah, is I'll get people that will email me and say, well, I've got a problem and the label said to use 2 ounces per gallon. I really want to kill it faster, so I'm putting 4 ounces per gallon, which is really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when in doubt, follow the instructions. It seems like simple enough advice, but it's still quite important to reiterate.
It really is. Well, Noah, I want to thank you for joining us this morning and sharing all of your knowledge. I want to encourage everybody to look for this book at their favorite bookstore. Go on the internet. It's called The Bee, A Natural History, and it's Noah Wilson Rich. And believe me, once you just thumb through it quickly and you see all the pictures and all the information that's there, it's going to be as much knowledge from that book as any other gardening book that you have. Noah, thank you. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Great.
Bye-bye now.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.